These extraordinary bacteria are not just tolerating the strange river conditions, they're actually creating them. They simply don't behave like life as we know it.
The community, the ecology of extremophiles living in this river, they don't need to eat complex organic molecules like our cells have to, like human cells or animal cells. They've got far simpler requirements. And all those cells need to munch on fundamental things like iron and sulfur dissolved in the water, and they're reacting together and use that chemical reaction to power themselves. And a byproduct, a waste product, if you like, of that living process is the sulfuric acid. And that's why Rio Tinto is so phenomenally acidic.
So life can find ways to survive, even in conditions people thought would mean instant death.